fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Showing an encounter between teenagers and a Native American veteran near the Lincoln Memorial.
Outrage is growing this afternoon over students who mocked a Native American Vietnam veteran.
A video that is causing outrage for so many.
A Kentucky Catholic high school is facing backlash after footage of students mocking a Native American elder appeared online.
The videos have drawn outrage.
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 Outrage. Outrage from all corners.
Here's the video sparking outrage on social media right now.
A group of teenagers, many wearing Make America Great Again hats, were caught on video taunting a Native American Vietnam veteran.
We are hearing from a Native American elder and Vietnam War veteran speaking to CNN after a disturbing viral video shows a group of teens harassing and mocking him in the nation's capital.
Videos of the encounter shared widely on social media. Swift backlash against the behavior of those Kentucky teens.
He and others were harassed and taunted by students from Covington Catholic High School.
Then Phillips describes the tense moments now being replayed over and over again online when a young man got right in his face. Watch. Nathan Phillips was beating his drum and singing an American Indian protest song.
A crowd of teenagers surrounding a Native American elder.
A disturbing viral video shows a mob of teens in Make America Great Again hats harassing a Native American elder in Washington.
On Friday, Native Americans held their first ever Indigenous People's March in Washington, D.C.
One young man is captured in a tense moment, now being replayed online, getting right in his face and mocking his singing and drumming on the day of the Indigenous People's March.
When I was there and I was standing there and I seen that group of people in front of me and I seen the angry faces and all of that, I realized I had put myself in a really dangerous situation.
Clearly, these boys are not getting a good education because it makes little sense to angrily chant "build the wall" to a population with literally zero illegal immigrants who were here long before we were.
Now, this is a Rosetta Stone of how corporate news works, how mainstream media works, and how they can drive a false narrative and really just run a hoax. Just run a flat-out hoax on the entire public. And you have to ask yourself, are the people going along with this hoax useful idiots? Are they teleprompter-reading fools? Or are they knowingly lying to the public? Are they going along with a false narrative knowingly? But it doesn't stop there. There's another false narrative that those same people in the mainstream media have been holding over this country for over 2 years now, and it's all highlighted when the obvious protagonist here sent in Nathan Phillips. He's done this three other times on record that we know of, once in a video in 2012, once again in 2000, and I think it was 13 at EMU, and then that same day on Saturday to a young Indian girl from actual India in the East. But listen to what Nathan Phillips said, or listen to what the NPR host asked Nathan Phillips, that tells you everything and how we got to this point.
You know, getting between the two groups.
It looked in the video like these students started surrounding you after you approached them. And I'm wondering if, like, why you decided to walk up to them and actually, it looked like face them, you know, not face these other protesters, the Black Hebrew Israelites, but face these students from Kentucky. I'm wondering what was happening in the moment.
I was, well, I guess maybe it was a way of protecting them.
You felt you were protecting the Black Hebrew Israelites from these students from Kentucky.
Well, see, that wasn't so much that I was protecting anybody, but I was coming between something that I have been witnessing, you know, on the news, in on the Facebook,
on the news,
racism.
He says, on the news.
You got to understand, I came from...
Now, we didn't get to the pivotal clip in this, but I'm going to play it on the other side. The NPR host says, because of the current circumstances, you felt you have to act. What current circumstances? Who made those circumstances? Welcome into the War Room, January 21st, 2019. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. My co-host, Roger Stone, joins me at 4. I'm going to be joined by Peter Sweden here momentarily. In the third hour, we're going to have a roundtable discussing what happened at the Women's March over the weekend. And look, I'm like flying around all day today, talking to a bunch of people, figuring a bunch of stuff out. And I kind of blew that first segment. I didn't play the clip I wanted to. But everybody knows the story by now, how the mainstream corporate press just across the board demonized those young men from Covington Catholic High School without doing any research, without seeing the full video, without doing, a fact check, I guess you could say, on themselves. They just all went along with it. Everybody jumped on board. And I don't want to harp on this too much today because it's already been covered ad nauseum. The full thing has been exposed. It's going to end up being a Rosetta Stone of fake news and how the corporate news works, and then how everyone on the left, liberal, progressive side of media just jumps on to a story, just globs onto it to try to make it an even bigger deal. And then that's what they do. And then when it all ends up wrong, how many of them will actually apologize? Well, I can tell you right now, a lot of them are going to be facing litigation. It's going to be a big story. So this is not going to go away. This is going to be a Rosetta Stone of how corporate news hoaxes, pulls off hoaxes on the American people. Now, but there's another hoax behind the hoax. And it's all illustrated in this question by the NPR host here. And I'm seriously running around. I'm talking to people all day. I didn't even have time to actually get the clip right. So I didn't even get to the clip in the last segment like I had planned to. So now I'm already behind on the show of where we should be. But we're going to get Peter Sweden on momentarily. But let's go back to this NPR clip, because the NPR host asks Nathan Phillips, the Native American protagonist, a question that is a key to understanding how the mainstream media hoaxes work and then how they get cemented into the mind of one of their brainwashed minions. Let's go back to the NPR interview.
Are you saying that based on a lot of what has happened in our country recently, you were under the impression or making an assumption that a large group of young white men might threaten a minority who you saw, and that you saw this group of Black Israel, Hebrew Israelites as potentially in danger by this large group of white men based on what you had seen in the news in our country in recent months and years?
Now, yes. Pause it right there. Thank you. And I want to actually, until we get Peter on, let me know when he's on, guys, on the news. I want you to actually rewind that clip and play it exactly from the spot you just started it. This question, I don't know who this NPR host is. This question that this NPR host asks Nathan Phillips is everything, folks. This is exactly how the hoax media works. This is exactly how the corporate news creates false narratives. And this is exactly how the propaganda works to brainwash its very minions. And I realized something else, too, about the leftist minions, which is part of the biggest reason behind the censorship that I'll get to in a minute here. But he says, because of the situation. And then what does he do? He cites the news. The situation he's referring to is the Nazi, racist, bigoted, xenophobic, homophobic Trump supporters that are all white men. That's the situation this guy's talking about, which he even cites the news for his justification or his proof of this situation. That is not a situation. That situation is a hoax. So this is what they do. They create one hoax, and then as soon as that hoax takes its hold, as soon as that hoax gets fabricated, they then piggyback off of that hoax to create another hoax. So you create the hoax that white men, Trump supporters, and there's Black kids in there too, and a lot of these kids are young. The point is, you got a group of conservative white men over here. So what's the situation? The group of conservative white men are obviously racist, bigots, Nazis, and the average leftist, brainwashed progressive actually believes that, like this NPR host. So you hear him. Because of the situation with the white men, the situation, what's the situation? A bunch of Nazi, racist, bigoted white men are out there, and they're harassing minorities. Of course, that's, again, not what happened, but that's the hoax on top of the hoax. The hoax is that Trump supporters are racists, bigots, whatever. That's the hoax. It's already put in the mind of the leftist. So then the leftist says, because of these racist Trump supporters, you felt you had to protect these minorities. And then what do? They create another hoax on top of the hoax to create a big story. Oh, look, look at these white Trump supporters harassing minorities. Of course, that's not even what happened. So again, just listen to this NPR host. Listen to this question. This is the mind of the brainwashed leftist. This is the mind of the corporate media stooge summed up into this tiny 30-second clip from an NPR host. Listen to this.
You're saying that based on a lot of what has happened in our country recently, you were under the impression or making an assumption that a large group of young white men might threaten a minority who you saw, and that you saw this group of black Hebrew Israelites as potentially in danger by this large group of white men based on what you had seen in the news in our country in recent months and years.
Yes. Thank you for that clarity, because that's...
So there you go. What else do you need to hear? That's everything. They totally fall for it. The whole thing is a hoax, and they totally fall for it that every Trump supporter is bad. Every white Trump supporter is a racist bigot. So they fall for that hoax. Of course they fall for that hoax. And so then what happens? They fall for the next hoax. These racist white Trump supporters were out here harassing a Native American, out here harassing these Hebrews. You know, they're clearly, again, the problem. A total hoax. Provable total hoax. But what happens? They all jump onto it. They all jump onto it. Literally like flies on you-know-what. That's how these people are. Like flies on horse manure. That's what they do. The mainstream media puts out its horse manure, and all the flies come rushing to suck it up. And it reminds me, covering this stuff, this is exactly why I'm here today. Not even because of politics, quite frankly, but because of the fake news. In 2013 is when I pivoted from doing sports broadcasting, doing sports media, to going into political and current event media, because as soon as I saw the TV media, I knew it was fake. And that's why I'm here today. And now you see it once again, how fake these people are, and how these people are truly the enemy of the American people. Yes, that's right. And Nathan Phillips in 2013 had a story saying he was harassed by EMU students. He had a story from earlier on Saturday where he was harassing a young Indian child, an actual Indian from Asia. And then there was a story from 2012. He was in some video that they did, some social justice warrior video, that he's talking about harassment. So this guy's a known agent provocateur. But it doesn't matter, because the mainstream corporate fake news ran their hoax, and all the little flies went to the horse manure and got high off of it. So high that they were even threatening to kill children. They were doxing young children. There it is. There he is in 2012. Starting to see how this works, ladies and gentlemen. Starting to see how it all works. This is going to be a Rosetta Stone, folks. People are going to see right through this. And there's a reason why they want InfoWars banned. Now you see why. They want to pull off these hoaxes and get away with it. They want to pull off these hoaxes and have no one call them out. They want to pull off these hoaxes and have nobody expose their brainwashed minions. That's what it's all about. That's why we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com now more than ever.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back into the War Room. I'm now going to be joined by Peter Sweden. You can follow him on YouTube. Does a lot of great work covering just current events and the political movements in Sweden. Before I go to him, folks, I just, again, want to explain something. I have 3 hours a day here on the War Room to try to get as much information out to you as possible with the best research analysis that I can give and the most textured analysis that I can give. Plus, I try to get on as many great guests with breaking news, exclusive news, people from all over the world to just try to get a wide range of things and a different perspective. And so because of all that, we barely even ever have time to plug here. And if we're not plugging, we're not paying the bills. So I call on you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And, you know, it's amazing. I won't do this now. You know what? I shouldn't even be thinking about this because now I'm just getting distracted. Folks, I'm going to show something that you could buy on Amazon.com later that's just going to blow your mind. It's like, you know, they won't shut down Amazon for selling the most disgusting things you could ever imagine. But, you know, they'll try to shut us down because we just introduced a brand new product, Turbo Force. Wow, I didn't even know we were releasing this yet. Oh, this is great. So we're introducing the brand new Turbo Force. I actually got a sneak preview of this, and I must say, I am a big fan. Now, I am not a guy that drinks energy drinks, mostly because I think they taste like gasoline, and I think they're unhealthy, at least 90% of them. But this is an all-natural alternative to an energy drink, and it actually does work. I'm not a guy that usually feels the effects of, you know, a caffeine supplement like this in a powder. I definitely felt the effects of this. I took this a couple times, actually last week as a supplement for my coffee. I actually just got my coffee here, my Patriot Blend coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. We have that as well. I drink it every day at 3, but I replaced that a couple days last week with Turbo Force. Basically, same effect, but it's not coffee. It's a fruity drink. It's got other different vitamins and minerals in there that you need, and it definitely gives you a clean energy boost. It's Turbo Force. We just introduced it at InfoWarsStore.com. Great taste as well. You can read all about it and about the ingredients in there at InfoWarsStore.com. Very excited that we are now announcing Turbo Force. This is actually really good. I think I'm going to be the voice of Turbo Force around here. We'll just give you a little teaser on that. So Turbo Force, brand new to InfoWarsStore.com. It comes at an introductory rate of 33% off. Thank you so much for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. We promise to continue to expand in the face of the censorship. And thank you for sharing the links and telling your friends and family about us. Okay, Peter Sweden, always great to be joined by you. You were just on, I think, a couple weeks ago giving us just a basic analysis of Swedish politics going to the left and what that's done, in your opinion, to Sweden in response to Cortez saying she wants to turn America into Sweden. But they just released the brand new rape statistics, a solemn subject we have to cover here. But it is news, and it's quite horrifying, really. So, Peter, what did we see when they released these statistics?
Yes, so we just got the new statistics out from the Swedish government, in fact, of the Bureau of Crime Statistics, and it's not very good news at all. In fact, we're seeing the same trend of increasing crime, especially serious crime, especially when looking at rapes. We have a new record, unfortunately, of reported rapes in Sweden. So in 2018... there was 7,840 reported rapes, which is an 8% increase from the last year. And again, the year before, 2017, was also a record year, which also saw a massive increase from the year before, which saw a massive increase from the year before, and so on and so on. So it's just dramatically increasing every year, including this last year.
Well, and if you just want to do a basic, I mean, it's not very difficult to do, comparison. You say, what could possibly be responsible for this spike in rape happening in Sweden, the rape of women? And you look at the graph, and I bet it's very similar. The rate of the immigration or the refugees or whatever it is it's going like this, I bet you rape is going up on that line graph at pretty much the exact same rate.
Yeah, well, when you look at when the rapes really started to happen, there are several graphs out there. I think I tweeted some of it a couple of days ago. But yeah, it's around about 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010. around the same time that the migrant crisis kicked off, that we really had the massive increase in rapes in Sweden. I mean, if you look back a longer period, back to 1975, there was only about 420 reported rapes for the whole year of 1975. And then you look at the year 2018, that's gone up to 7,840 reported rapes. So that's an increase of over 1,600% in some 40 years' time. I mean, can you imagine that? It's a crazy increase in amount of rapes. And most of that has been the last kind of 10 years. So if you look at the statistics for the last 10 years, so we know the mine crisis started happening about 10 years ago, well, a little less than 10 years ago. But if you look at the reported rapes among women aged 18 or older, there has been a 44% increase in rapes the last 10 years in Sweden. So 44% increase in 10 years is quite a catastrophic number, if you to say the least. And something that's even that's probably might be even more shocking is that actually half of these reported rapes are committed against young children, children aged between 0 and 17 years old. Half of the rapes last year were committed against children. So, and that was actually a 13% increase of rapes against children from the year before, from 2017. So we're having massive problems in Sweden here with the rape statistics.
Well, and again, this is why it was so amazing when I discovered your YouTube channel a few years ago and immediately wanted to, you know, get you on air to talk about this stuff. I just don't, and it could just be because, you know, I'm here in the West. Obviously, we don't speak Swedish. It's a pretty rare language. But I just don't see anyone else talking about this. I was just, we just had, you know, dozens of women's marches here in the United States of America. You know, the virtue signaling left loves to stand up for women whenever they can. They make a huge deal if somebody just claims you sexually assaulted them with no proof or any, even a memory of it. But here's actual, I mean, you can debate. People say this is the rape capital of the world, whatever. I mean, Sweden right now at this rate is becoming what some could consider a rape capital of the world, and nobody talks about it. I mean, it's like magically it's somehow not a story. Why is this ignored? Why isn't this a international news story that women are being raped like this and the numbers keep going up?
Well, actually, the Spectator Index came out with a report recently saying that Sweden has the second most reported rapes per capita in the whole world after South Africa. South Africa number one, and you know, Sweden number two. So, yeah, and it's not reported on as much as all in the media as you would expect. I mean, it should be huge news. I mean, just like all the grenade attacks and the bombings in Sweden, this should be huge news. But it is not, because it doesn't
all
fit.
All right. We got to take a break here. We got to take a break. Sorry to cut you off. Stick around with us. I know that we had a delay getting you on here. If you can stick around for one more segment, let's stick around and talk about this. And I want to know what people in Sweden are saying about this, if they're talking about this, if this is a big story in Sweden, or if it's just kind of getting brushed under the rug, you know, conveniently for political reasons. We'll be right back with Peter Sweden. Don't go anywhere.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
There's cucks.
You're fucking a white male!
And then there's the cuck slayer.
If you impeach Trump, it'll be civil war.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Is that what you want?
Watch the live stream right now at Infowars.com/show.
There's so much craziness going on right now. Dan Lyman from Infowars Europe has just published the story. Supermarket mother-child parking symbol offended people at a grocery store in England, and so they've now changed the logo to gender neutral. That's nice. It's funny. Dan Lyman was on the ground, boots on the ground in Paris this weekend, Act 10 of the Yellow Vest protest. So all that coverage is also at InfoWars Europe. Speaking of Europe, we have Peter Sweden on with us right now as our guest, and we're talking about the statistics that just came out in Sweden, which are really shocking, stunning. I mean, you hate to even think about this, that this is happening to women at such an increasing rate, but the left doesn't seem to care about it. And I think that you could point to, you know, the policies of modern day socialism with the open borders and the virtue signaling to take as many migrants as possible without vetting them as two of the biggest causes, at least in my opinion. And I think Peter would agree. But Peter, what is the attitude in Sweden about this to those that are aware? I mean, what is the attitude from Swedish citizens when they see these statistics? Is there any response at all? Do they make an excuse for it? Or is it the same shock and awe that it deserves?
Yeah, from what I've seen, from the people that know about it, and well, it's more right-wingers, patriots. They are understandably very upset of all of these statistics coming out. And I think more and more people are beginning to wake up. I mean, there were people, you know, I mean, if you look back just a few years ago, there was only a few people that were talking about it. It was barely in the news at all. But you see, it's coming out more and more and more now as it is getting worse and worse. It's a little bit funny, though, actually, because just the other day, the Swedish justice minister, Morgan Johansson, was actually saying that, oh, we're seeing crime, the crime's going down and down now in Malmö. He was saying a couple of days ago, just the same time as these statistics were coming out. So the politicians are still trying to say that everything is just completely fine. But the truth is coming out more and more, thanks to...
So basically, there's
alternative voices,
which they're trying to shut down. I mean, you've been attacked. They try to shut you down. So, but you're saying there's kind of a cover up happening of this. They kind of try to sweep it under the rug like, oh, you know, no big deal. They throw a facade over it saying, oh, no, crime is down. There's nothing to see here. So they're kind of running a cover up.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. And they're also trying to say that we've changed. Here's one argument that we often hear from the left. And from the politicians that, oh, Sweden has changed the definition of rape, which is why these numbers are going up so much. But if you kind of look into it a little bit deeper, you see that it doesn't really add up. Yes, they did change the definition of rape, but that was back 5-6 years ago. But still, even after that, it's just continued to rise and rise and rise for every year. So wait a second, hold on.
This is news to me. Oh my gosh. This is another example of the left policy. It always comes back to bite them. I could be wrong. My guess is, and perhaps for good reason, someone decided to politically get the definition or how they view rape in Sweden changed to protect women. That would be my guess of why they did it, right? So they changed the definition of rape or how you could charge someone with rape to protect women. Is that accurate?
That's what they said, yes. But it's not really protecting women at all.
But that's what I'm saying is now the women are being raped at an astronomical rate and they're not even covering it.
Exactly. And if you look at what they really should do, in my opinion, to stop this rape is to take some tough action. They need to punish the people who commit these rapes. They need to arrest them and send them to jail for a long time. But unfortunately, that's not what they're doing. I mean, if you look at some of the sentences that have come out from rapes in Sweden, it's actually absolutely insane. For example, there was a 12-year-old girl. She was raped. Guess what kind of sentence the attacker received for raping a 12-year-old girl?
I think I remember this story. Didn't they just walk with nothing?
He got 180 hours of community service.
Oh, well, that's brutal. I mean, whoa.
And then
that adds to the rape epidemic because somebody gets 80 hours community service for rape. That's like thank you. I'm sure that the person that raped that girl won't rape again for the community service.
Oh yeah, no. He's really going to feel the punishment here. I mean, he's really going to feel discouraged from doing it again. I'm sure of it. He's never going to do this again. Absolutely.
This is insane to me. I'm at the Women's March this weekend, and I'm not even kidding you, dude. I will talk to women. They bitch and complain about how bad it is in America for women. I mean, just like, give me a break. And so some of, I'll say, well, where would you rather go? I mean, just like Sandy Cortez, they say Sweden. Like, where's a better place for women to live in the world? And they will literally say Sweden. Sweden's one of the places they say. I love Sweden. In fact, growing up, my grandparents had my grandmother's great-great grandparents' immigration papers framed. She came off the boat from Sweden. And so because those papers were framed and put in my grandparents' house where I spent a lot of time, I always had some intrigue in Sweden. It's a beautiful place, love Stockholm and everything it has to offer. So it's like, I'm not up here hating on Sweden. I love Sweden. I think it's sad that's what happened to Sweden. But these girls come up to me and they're like, Sweden is a better place to live for women. And I'm like, have you seen the rape epidemic happening in Sweden? And they haven't. I don't know why this isn't an international news story. I don't know how the left isn't sitting here saying we have to do something about this. So in the final minute and a half here, Peter, I mean, what do you think is really behind this? Why do you think nobody wants to talk about the rape epidemic in Sweden? Why do you think it's happening? And do you see it stopping, or is this just going to continue?
No, well, the way I see it really is Sweden is kind of the experiment in the world. You know, the socialist experiment where it's supposed to be this utopia. Everything is supposed to be perfect. But in reality, it's not working out very well at all. And the media, the politicians, they don't really want to talk about it because it kind of messes up their agenda of this perfect socialist liberal utopia that doesn't exist, that doesn't work. So that's why they're trying to cover it up, because Sweden is the front line. That's what we're seeing in Sweden now. Sweden is 20 years ahead. What we're seeing in Sweden now is what we'll see in the rest of Europe if they go down the same path, if they don't change things.
You're exactly right. And I just think it's shocking. Again, it just shows the ignorance that people, again, I'm not trying to insult Sweden, folks. I wish it was still the way it used to be. And they point the finger at Sweden. They say Sweden is the best place to go. And I'm saying, no, you need to look at what's happening in Sweden with the policies that you're trying to bring here. It's not been good for Sweden. So, folks, follow Peter Sweden on YouTube. Follow him on Twitter. And Peter, where can people go find you and support your work? Because I know it probably won't be before long. They try to just take you off social media, too.
Well, you can find me on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. And I still have a Patreon. So you can support on Patreon, and I also have Bitcoin, of course. So yeah, that's where I am. And I'm on Gab and Minds and all of the alternative social media as well.
Well, I support you, Peter. I mean, I've been following you for a few years. We've been in touch for a few years. I know that you've been dealing with a lot of stuff behind the scenes, and you've just decided you're going forward with this no matter what it costs you, and no matter what the price of this battle. So I salute you. Keep up the great work, Peter. And whenever anything else breaks, let me know and we'll have you back on.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, there goes Peter Sweden again, folks. It's just A, sad to see what's happening in Sweden, but B, when you hear these people pointing to Sweden as their socialist utopia, just like he was saying, like they use Sweden like, oh yes, here's the socialist utopia, and then you look at the socialist policies, Sweden is being destroyed by it. It's not going to be Sweden anymore. That's sad. That's not good. But they point at it because that's what they've been trained to do. That's the program.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
I've got some news to cover here. Maybe get to a video clip before Roger Stone joins me in the next hour. Before I get to that, though, I need to do my due diligence here and make sure that I plug. You know, you may notice that here on the War Room, we're constantly experimenting with new graphics. You just saw a new one that pops up there. We get new bugs, new liners, new name keys with graphics and everything. And this is all because there's a great crew. Let's give a crew cam real quick. Check out the great crew that makes all of this so possible. Let me explain too. I mean, I could do a broadcast from my kitchen table with a microphone and a cell phone for 3 hours and talk about all this information, but it wouldn't be effective as it is right here. It wouldn't be as competitive as it is right here. And that's why Alex Jones takes all the capital that most other people that run a media organization like this would put in their own pockets, he puts it back into the company. And he says, Owen, I want you in a studio 3 hours a day. I want lights. I want a crew that has talent, that can get graphics, pull up stories, everything. And so that's what we do here at InfoWars. And again, it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what separates us from the rest of the alternative media. Now, we're all in this together, but Alex figured out InfoWars' role a long time ago. That's why he moved towards self-funding, which has been a success and kept us alive. And that's why when he launches new broadcasts, he does it full bore. And that's why the David Knight Show has been successful and the War Room has been successful. But it's really your support that makes it successful. So not only do you share the links, which is key, tell friends and family, which is key, shopping at InfoWars Store is always vital. And we've got sales going on right now, the same sales that have been going on. Not sure how much longer these are going to last, especially with Super Male Vitality since we're on the last run. But you still got 50% off Super Male Vitality, 50% off bodies. I got sexually assaulted by a protester at the Women's March this weekend. We're going to air that footage in about an hour. Let's just say the bodies helped with the inflammation and soreness. We'll just leave it at that. And then Survival Shield X3 also 50% off. Oh, God. I'm plugging bodies right now. I'm using my sexual assault to plug bodies. This is really going to new levels. This is really going to new levels, ladies and gentlemen. But seriously, I mean, you know, a woman walks up to you and grabs your junk and squeezes. You know, it's not exactly comfortable. So, yeah, I'd pretty much bathe in bodies if it would take the pain away from that. My God. Now I'm thinking about this. Oh, my God. So anyway, if you were at the Women's March this weekend and you had a toxic feminist sexually assault you, bodies might help. No, it really might. Let me just tell you from experience. Anyway. Oh, jeez. Okay. Please support me and go get some bodies and send it to me because I'm in some pain, folks. All right. You know, I'm sorry. This is kind of look, the point is bodies works whether you got assaulted at a women's march or whether you're sore from running a couple miles the night before or whether you work on your feet all day or a heavy labor job. Bodies does the trick. And we just came out with the brand new Turbo Force, which is 33% off right now. And I can tell you, I got to test ride this product last week, and I am a big fan. This is probably going to be another thing that I keep on my desk here at work, much like the Brain Force, much like the Patriot Blend coffee that's always around. I think Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com, brand new, supports energy, metabolism, and alertness. Turbo Force from InfoWarsStore.com, the newest product, and it's 33% off. All right, I need to play a video to try and forget the fact that I just had to plug bodies because of some soreness I had over the weekend. Brought down the inflammation, folks. Let's go to clip 9. You know, we tend to forget. This is actually incredible how this works. BuzzFeed publishes the story about the Russian collusion that turns out to be totally fake news, just like everything BuzzFeed puts out. But, you know, they don't get banned anywhere. They get promoted. They're fact checkers even though they're, literally caught in fake news. And so Robert Mueller even calls them out for being fake news. And it kind of goes viral for like 24 hours, and then it just disappears. And then BuzzFeed goes on TV, and they're like, well, we can't really corroborate the facts of this story. And it's like, it's your story. Yeah, well, we felt we had to put it out there. It's kind of like dossier. Well, we don't know if this dossier is real. In fact, we're pretty sure it's fake, but we feel it's our job to give it to you anyway. Oh, thanks, BuzzFeed. So now here's CNN. So now not only has Bob Mueller said BuzzFeed is fake news, here's CNN even coming out and saying BuzzFeed is fake news.
I have a different view of the implications of all this. My view is this is the larger message that a lot of people are going to take from this story is that the news media are a bunch of leftist liars who are dying to get the president, and they're willing to lie to do it.
Well, that,
and I don't think that's true, but
is that,
you know,
is that different? I mean, that's not that's
well.
Just
I mean, two things.
Did you see Brian Stelter?
Oh, I mean, they're not.
Look
they're
at
not
that loser.
But I just think this is a bad day for us. And you know, there's no. I mean, I don't know, Brian.
Hold on, hold on. Pause it. This is hilarious. So, dude, you they can't stop it. Listen, every day you guys report on Russian collusion is a bad day for you. So this is hilarious. This is a bad day for us. We got caught reporting that on fake news on Russian collusion. Dude, your own producers, your own hosts have been caught on secret undercover tape admitting the whole thing's a fraud. And then here's Tubin admitting it all on air, and then he says, well, you know, I don't believe that's true. What do you mean you don't believe it's true? You don't believe the sun rises in the west either, do you? You don't believe that water is wet. You don't believe Brian Stelter looks like Pennywise's cousin. So let's go back to CNN admitting BuzzFeed is fake news. This is a classic.
Day for us, and you know, there's no. I mean, I don't know, Brian. You seem to disagree a little bit. But I just think,
yeah,
you
Brian.
Know, it reinforces every bad stereotype about the news media.
It does reinforce. I just can't believe it. It's not fair.
I am desperate as a media reporter.
These are negative stereotypes. I'm a desperate man. I can't get anyone to love me. I've tried being gay. I've tried being straight.
Politicians.
I've tried being pansexual.
They want
just nothing.
Crooked.
I get nothing. Not even my own vacuum, my own lamp.
I mean, but now BuzzFeed.
No love.
The onus is on BuzzFeed. Right now, the onus is on
BuzzFeed. It's all BuzzFeed's fault.
Ben Smith says he knows the identity of the two sources. Obviously, the reporters know the identity of the two
sources. You saw what BuzzFeed did.
They're going to be going back to those two sources and hopefully to other sources to try to get to the bottom of this.
Oh,
now it's a dispute. And I don't know how that dispute's going to go.
Brian Stelter, man. Oh. Could you imagine being these people? Did you know that Kathy Griffin was up at 3 a.m. Sunday morning doxing 15-year-old boys? I mean, I'm just saying, like, I can't even imagine these people's existence. And that's part of the problem. That's part of the separation here. Like, we can't even imagine being that low and pathetic. Like, you can't even imagine being so pathetic. You really can't. You can't imagine being so miserable. And this is what it all comes down to. This is really what it all comes down to. All these Trump protesters, all these America haters, they're really just sad and miserable people. I look, I'm not saying this to try to be insulting. This is actually psychologically breaking these people down. And I've had enough experience with these people to tell you this for a fact. All of these Trump protesters, all these America haters, at the end of the day, are just sad, miserable people. That's really what this is. They're just sad and their existence is pathetic. And so Trump becomes the pinata, the poster boy for their 5 minutes of hate that's all drummed up and justified by the mainstream media. And that's why when you go to an event like this, and we're going to have a whole roundtable on this in the third hour with Caitlin Bennett and with Jacob Engels, and I think Savannah and Greg Reese will be joining me too, who were there over the weekend. So the reason why they can't defend any of their political opinions, the reason why they can't defend anything political, the reason why they can't even talk politics is because none of this is political to them. That's just a front. None of this is political to them. It's all emotional. It's all 100% emotional. The anti-Trump, anti-American movement is not political, it's emotional.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Pelosi still doesn't understand that there is and has been a new sheriff in town. Instead, she and her deflect-the-blame-game socialist Democrats take zero responsibility for their actions as Washington, D.C. endures the longest government shutdown in U.S. history.
Don't you, as Speaker of the House, have an obligation to be at the negotiating table?
We have gone to... What negotiating table are we not at? The last one we went to, I think, was a setup where the president pounded as he gave himself leverage to leave the room.
Our homeland security professionals have asked Congress for a steel barrier between the ports of entry to fund more agents, beds, medical supplies, and technology, and to close the ridiculous and dangerous immigration loopholes that no country in the world has but us. The federal government remains shut down because congressional Democrats refuse to approve border security. We're going to have border security. It's going to be tight. It's going to be strong. We're going to let people into our country gladly, but they're going to come in legally. That includes for the farmers who need help and for others. But we are going to have powerful, strong border security.
This game of chicken made even more intense as a smug and arrogant Pelosi thought she could tell the President of the United States to take a time out on his upcoming State of the Union speech by either rescheduling or handing in his speech like a fourth grade essay.
The date of the State of the Union is not a sacred date. It's not constitutionally required. It's not any president's birthday. It's not anything. It is a date that we agreed to. It could have been the week later.
If the president comes back to you and says, no, I want to give the State of the Union at the Capitol on the date we agreed to, what will you do then? Will you allow it to go forward?
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. These workers make a difference in the lives of the American people, including security officials who would be protecting the president at the State of the Union address. As I've said to some of you, this is defined by the Secretary of Homeland Security as a national special security.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. I got to pause it right here. I got to interrupt the John Bowne report. We're going to go back to it. But I have to point this out because it's so key for people to understand this, to understand how fraudulent these people are. Why do they continue to complain about the security of the State of the Union address? What is the threat? Washington, D.C. is a gun-free zone, so there's no threat of a shooter. And radical Islamic terror doesn't exist, and open borders wouldn't allow that to exist. So what's the threat, Nancy? I'd like her to actually hone in on what the threat is here, because D.C. is a gun-free zone, so there's not going to be a shooting, and radical Islamic terror doesn't exist, and open borders doesn't allow them to come into the country. So I'm just trying to figure out what the threat is. Maybe Nancy will explain it. Let's go back.
Special security event. It means it's elevated to a place where the resources of the government are used to protect that event.
Okay, so you're just a total fraud, aren't you, Nan?
In terms of security.
But Pelosi and company were quickly reminded of who they were dealing with, as they had scheduled yet another trip to Globetrot while the shutdown lingers, this time going to Egypt, Afghanistan, and the globalist stronghold in Brussels. President Trump postponed their trip, writing, "Dear Madam Speaker, due to the shutdown, I'm sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. I also feel that during this period, it would be better if you were in Washington negotiating with me and joining the strong border security movement to end the shutdown. Obviously, if you would like to make your journey by flying commercial, that would certainly be your prerogative. Sincerely, Donald Trump." And I can imagine that the last thing the troops in Afghanistan want to see is the Democrats.
Let's have a good time.
When I took office, you know it better than anybody in the world, our military was very tired.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the full John Bowne report is at InfoWars.com. But has Trump not proven that the Democrats are for totally open borders, what we've been telling you?
told you here first, it would be a record number of Democrats running for the 2020 nomination. It's on pace for that. Not a single candidate that's thrown its hat in the ring has a chance of beating Donald Trump in a fair election. Now, granted, they've fully committed to stealing elections. Just look at the midterm elections, ladies and gentlemen. And with the social media censorship, they are able to squash any dissenting opinion to the political left, which is key for politics in America, a fair and open debate. And they have pretty much snuffed that out. And of course, Roger, you have been talking about this ad nauseum, really, for the last 2 years since they censored you and you saw this coming. You won our bet because I didn't think that they would go that far to just blatantly steal the midterm elections right in front of our eyes. I mean, it couldn't have been more blatant. They did it. You were right. I owe you a steak dinner. And you were right that the censorship is really hurting Donald Trump. And here's the numbers that I'll point out, Roger, and you can expand on this. And then I know that you've got news you want to get to, too. Let's just look at something again. And this is just to give a direct example of what Roger's talking about when we talk about the media censorship really impacting the bottom line. When I went to the Women's March in 2007, I probably put up 2 to 3 hours worth of content on the Alex Jones YouTube channel and everything in between. Those videos got millions and millions of views, not only on InfoWars and the Alex Jones channel, but they were then picked up by other channels and put up on other YouTube channels, and they still get millions of views to this day. Okay, so then what happens? Well, then in 2018, they shadow ban us. So what happens? 2018, this is a video from 2018. Same story, but we're getting hit with what, in my guess, is a bunch of trigger phishing with the Stingray equipment that we actually caught on film. But that's my opinion. You can debate that if you disagree. And what we saw was our shadow banning was hitting a new peak where we have a video at the front of Drudge Report for 48 hours and it doesn't even get a million views. That's literally impossible. So now in 2019, after 2017, probably fair, organic coverage, able to exist, millions and millions of views from the Women's March. 2018, shadow banned, not really allowed to be promoted, but still allowed to exist, and we're probably getting millions of views, but the shadow banning is keeping us down. 2019, what do we get? Nothing. We're not allowed on any social media, and so all the hours and hours and hours of footage that I have from this weekend basically gets to InfoWars and then pretty much stops because we're not allowed to upload it anywhere without getting banned. So, Roger, this is how the censorship has evolved over time. And if you just look at the trend, you know what's next. They will do anything and everything to make sure that Alex Jones and InfoWars doesn't exist at all, whatever that means to them.
Well, Owen, you're absolutely right. First of all, I want to mention that I am wearing my official Joe Scarborough phony glasses. These aren't really prescription glasses, just like Joe Scarborough's glasses. They're designed to try to make me look much smarter. In Joe's case, he probably should wear 2 pair because he's not too bright. But you cannot buy these at the InfoWars.com store, by the way. But these are the official fake Joe Scarborough glasses. Now, that said, let's get into the internet censorship issue. There really is no issue more important than this, because the future of President Donald Trump's reform agenda, the prospects for his reelection, the prospects for winning back the House and holding the Senate, indeed, the prospects for the Trump legacy are completely contingent on access to a vibrant and robust and completely accessible internet. Trump's election would never have been possible without InfoWars, without access to an internet. If you read my book, The Making of the President 2016, which will soon be out in paperback, I detail the important role that alternative media and specifically InfoWars played, particularly in the nomination phase of the 2016 campaign. As someone who's been in American politics for over 50 years, I remember very well the days in which three networks had a total monopoly lock, a stranglehold on all political narrative and discourse in this country. And they want to return to that. They're desperate to return to that. You see, they never saw Donald Trump coming, other than a small coterie of FBI agents and some in the Obama NSA and FBI who planted an insurance policy and faux Russian collusion just in case this brash New York billionaire managed to somehow win an improbable victory. But the big boys in Silicon Valley, the folks at the New York Times and the Washington Post, the elitist prigs and pukes who today try to pass themselves off as journalists, never saw Donald Trump coming. And they didn't understand the power that the internet had unleashed and handed to the American people, because just your average blogger today is more influential and just as powerful as the New York Times. That's why you see an insidious and relentless campaign of censorship. Let's take Stone Cold Truth and that page on Facebook, the Stone Cold Truth page, which, by the way, if you're not a subscriber, I urge you to friend me immediately, because it's the single best place other than right here on the War Room to find out what I'm up to. It is not really possible for me to have 145,000 followers yet get 2 reposts and 3 comments. I'm being heavily shadow banned. They are manipulating the back end so that I'm not really reaching the 145,000 people who are following me. It's interesting to juxtapose that, Owen, with the 2016 period, in which if I post something there at the Stone Cold Truth, I would literally get 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, some cases 10,000 reposts, hundreds of thousands of comments, but those days are over. What Twitter, Facebook, Google, Apple, YouTube, and all of the others are engaging in is racketeering. It's collusion, for lack of a better word. It's antitrust. It is a monopoly. And I'm really waiting for Alex Jones to retain legal counsel to pursue this, because he has a superior claim to anybody out there. This is the only upside to being, you know, patient zero, as it were, the test case for internet censorship. And only then and only then will we put an end to this, because unfortunately, while the president's tweets are heartening and they're heartwarming, his Justice Department continues to do nothing whatsoever about this problem. And that is deeply, deeply disappointing. I want to also take just a second to commend you, Owen, on terrific work this weekend at the Women's March, exposing the feminazis fearlessly out there in their faces, calling BS on their BS. You did a great job, and you really made me laugh a couple times. I really enjoyed it.
Well, thanks for the kind words, Roger. And honestly, it's amazing, but we have probably 2 hours or more of unaired footage that normally we would just press out on YouTube, but since we're banned on YouTube, we can't do that anymore. So we have to go through and, you know, put these compilations together. But yeah, the crew is playing some of this. We'll air some of this later. But, you know, Roger, there's 2 key points here that you bring up. One, you know, with the censorship, what they're doing is they're effectively trying to stunt the American Revolution that's happening right now with all the censorship. So then they have this fake victory over Alex Jones, like, oh, just because they erased Alex Jones off of the internet, like somehow that's a victory over Alex Jones. No, that's you. That's Alex Jones defeating you. And then you have nothing else to do but censor him off the web. And then the inaction thing, Roger, you know, maybe we should do a whole segment on this, because I got to say, there's a lot of inaction from the Trump administration that we've been begging for. But how about the inaction? I mean, it's every week Trump supporters are harassed, bullied, assaulted. When is the president going to stand up for his supporters that are getting assaulted in the streets of this country? I'm kind of getting sick of it.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
You know, I got to tell you, sometimes I get frustrated at myself because I'm so obsessed with news aggregation and just trying to figure out what's going on with like 100 different things at once that I don't even do the proper due diligence of like promoting our own stuff and you know, putting out our own content. It's like this weird thing that kind of all of us do around here, quite frankly. And I'm just, I'm going through just remembering all the footage from this women's march. And it's like, I just remember how 2 years ago, these videos would be getting millions and millions of views. And now we're just, you know, censored into almost nothing because they don't want. And here's what it is. The corporate press, the mainstream corporate press does not want its minions to be exposed. I think that's the biggest issue that they have. Why they don't want these videos going out live, why they want to censor InfoWars. And it seems like specifically every time they engage in the next level of censorship, it's whenever whenever Alex goes out and does live videos, whenever I go out and do live videos. Like, that seems to be what really, really irks them. Is the first of all, the ability to go live and cover breaking news. But second of all, the ability to go live and expose all their minions. Because here's what they always do. I get this every time. Like, oh, You're gonna cut this out of context. You're gonna edit this. And I'm like, dude, I'm live right now. So here's where I bring it to Roger. The Trump administration, obviously, Roger, has, as far as we can tell, done, other than some nice tweets, done nothing about the social media censorship. But you know, that's kind of one thing that you can have a debate about. There's another thing that you cannot have a debate about that's going on right now that the Trump administration needs to be acting on. And that's all the assaults and the violence that are happening to Trump supporters. And what happened to the Covington Catholic High School boys is a microcosm that luckily didn't get violent to what's been going on to Trump supporters for 2 years. I mean, how many guests have we had on here that get assaulted every day? You know, it's like you wear a hat, you get spit on. You wear a Trump hat at school, they beat you up. You wear a Trump hat, a shirt to a concert, they you know, bully you there. I mean, just nonstop, every day, day after day, this continues to happen. And I'm just trying to figure out why President Trump or his administration hasn't done anything about that. And, you know, we talk about the censorship, Roger, and it's a big issue, but I'm actually starting to get fed up with this. And I'm wondering, when is President Trump or his administration going to step in and say, we're done with the political hate crimes of the left? We're done with the mainstream media fomenting the whole thing. We know who's responsible. We know what's going on. I mean, they at least tweet about the censorship. They don't even cover. I guarantee you it's over 1,000 cases now of Trump supporters being harassed and assaulted by the Trump haters that are driven by the mainstream media. They're really just driven by hatred. Roger, are you on the same page as me, or am I just kind of maybe taking a personal beef too far here? But why is the president ignoring all the assault and harassment and bullying that his supporters endure every day?
Well, first, let me put on my fake Joe Scarborough glasses so that I can look highly intelligent and studious. Like Joe Scarborough's glasses, these are not prescription glasses. They're totally phony, just like Joe. To address your question, Owen, first of all, because Fox News does not extensively cover the assault on Trump supporters, we don't really know if the president knows about the extent of the problems. So there is that to begin with. Jacob Engels, the crusading publisher of the Central Florida Post, who I understand is going to join you in the next hour, was assaulted at the Women's March. I understand that one of my supporters dressed as a giant and went to the feminazis women's march. And of course, he was verbally assaulted by a number of very unattractive women screaming about his presence. What's amazing to me is the intolerance of the left. This woman threatened to anally rape Jacob Engels. She threatened to put a bullet in his head. She has a criminal record for cocaine possession. She has made threats against children, yet she works for a child entertainment company in Miami. This is your typical women's marcher, this tolerant, progressive, liberal libtard. That's what we're talking about. They are very quick to anger, and they're very quick to resort to violence, yet they accuse us of being the violent ones. I must tell you, the coverage from big league politics surrounding the Native American who claims he was assaulted by a group of young men wearing MAGA hats. We now find out this is totally phony. Excellent coverage of that at Big League Politics. It's the hypocrisy of the left. We've seen this from the very beginning. They always accuse us of what they themselves are doing. Let's take Russian collusion. It's Bill and Hillary Clinton who are up to their ass in Russian collusion. It's Bill and Hillary who pocketed a cool $145 million from the Russian energy company. It's Hillary Clinton's top aide, John Podesta, who pocketed millions in fees from the Russian oligarchs dealing in uranium, gas, banking. So what's the single best way to distract from that? Why? Point to Donald Trump and accuse him of Russian collusion. Look at today's New York Times, page one. Donald Trump's discussion of Russian real estate dealings continued throughout 2016. Why is this on page one? Why is this above the fold? This is not news. It is not newsworthy. Literally nothing written in the New York Times can be believed anymore. This used to be the newspaper of record. Now it's just another fake news outlet. There's a few standout reporters there who get to the truth. But by and large, this is fake news that is so caught up in their hatred of Donald Trump that they're incapable of seeing the forest for the trees. Hillary Clinton's husband sexually assaulted, raped, or bit 37 women. Hillary Clinton personally ran the campaign to threaten and intimidate and bully those women. But the whole New York Times wanted her to be president. She's the criminal. She's the pervert. She's the outlaw. She's the one who should be in prison. And instead, we're talking about Donald Trump's unrealized real estate developments in Russia and trying to call it a page one story. There's another page one story today about Donald Trump's business practices, which they accuse him of all kinds of things. He's probably guilty of some of them. But even if they're all true, he's not the craven, foul-mouthed, greedy, nasty, self-centered, corrupt witch that Hillary Clinton is. One way or another, that witch is going to prison. And if the judicial system will not catch up with her, karma will catch up with her. She and her husband, the rapist, the hillbilly rapist, and their corrupt, nasty little daughter who feels entitled, whose wedding was paid for by Clinton Foundation funds, are going to end up in prison one way or another. Mark my words. You're on the War Room with Roger Stone, Owen Schroyer. I'm getting kind of worked up here. Nothing does it like discussing the Clintons. Get my book, The Clintons' War on Women, the most epic criminals to ever walk the face of the earth. And if they will not be brought to justice in this life, they will see justice in the next life. We'll be right back with more news right here on the War Room.
Infowars.com/show. The left promises to launch a communist revolution. We promise to stand in their way. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
To put a cap on what Roger was talking about in the last segment, this is what Matt Drudge needs to do today, in my opinion. Or the next time they want to drum up this whole Russian collusion hype. So maybe not today. But the next time the left and the mainstream media wants to drum up the whole Russian collusion narrative, Matt Drudge needs to take this story from the New York Times, 17-page report from April 22nd, 2015. He needs to take this report from the New York Times, headlined, "Cash Flowed to Clinton Foundation Amid Russian Uranium Deal." It gets all into how the Clintons and Mueller and the rest of them gave Vladimir Putin what he wanted, which was to have the biggest cache of enriched uranium in the world to empower himself and Russia. The Clintons enabled him to do that. So the next time that the media and everybody wants to drum up this whole Russian collusion narrative, Matt Drudge needs to take this story from the New York Times in 2015, highlighting and breaking it all down, how it was Hillary Clinton and Bob Mueller and the rest of them, Rosenstein, that colluded with the Russians, not Donald Trump. And he's need to put it, the number one story, big, bold, in red at the top of Drudge, breaking Russian collusion found, and link to this story. Roger, we can no, I mean, it's getting ridiculous that this narrative of Russian collusion has not been totally, just totally landed on the Democrats now. I mean, literally every angle of this, it's the Democrats every time.
Well, in all honesty, Owen, while that's an interesting thought, it would achieve nothing. I have a better idea. Take the facts contained in that story and present them to a grand jury and get criminal indictments of Bill and Hillary, Robert Mueller, this fellow Giusta, everybody involved, and then order their apprehension and arrest and arraign them and bring them to trial. If Donald Trump is not prepared to do that, if his acting attorney general is not prepared to do that, in all honesty, perhaps he should step down, because that is the only way you're ever going to get justice in this case. The New York Times, to their credit, ran that story on page one. Joe Becker, one of the two reporters, wrote it. It's an excellent investigative reporter, and I think quite unbiased. I'm sure she is ostracized by the liberal elitist creeps who work at the New York Times, who were probably upset that they exposed the outright egregious criminality of the Clintons. Bill and Hillary Clinton would literally steal a hot stove. They are low-class hillbilly trash from Arkansas. Bill Clinton is a serial rapist and a serial assaulter of women. Now, when he passes and leaves this mortal coil, it will be an excellent opportunity to bring that question to the fore, because they will attempt to deify him the way they deified George H.W. Bush. And I'm telling you, that's not going to happen. I will guarantee you organized demonstrations in accordance with our First Amendment rights, and in fact, civil disobedience if necessary, to bring home to the American people that Bill Clinton was an evil, corrupt, traitorous piece of garbage and a serial rapist. So when they try to deify him, we'll point out to people the real Bill Clinton. If anybody wants to get chapter and verse on that, I highly recommend my book, The Clinton's War on Women. It's available at the Infowars.com store right now. This book will curl your hair. Whether it was selling AIDS-tainted blood taken from prisoners in the Arkansas penal system, or whether it was selling missile guidance targeting technology to the Red Chinese in return for campaign contributions, or whether it was Hillary Clinton hiring heavy-handed detectives and nasty lawyers to threaten, bully, intimidate, strangle the pets of, assault women who Bill Clinton had sexually assaulted or raped. This is a true story of the epic criminality and the base corruption of Bill and Hillary Clinton. Thank God this woman was never elected president. But even today at InfoWars, you can see the globalist plan. Let me go through it for those who haven't seen it. This is very simple. The reason that they will not impeach Donald Trump on matters relating to anything other than faux Russian collusion is because their plan calls for the removal of not only Donald Trump, but his vice president, Mike Pence. That would elevate, under the Constitution, Nancy Pelosi. That's right. Leatherface gets to become president of the United States. Scion of a corrupt and mob-infected political regime in Baltimore. She then would have a vacancy in the vice presidency, and she would appoint her BFF, the corrupt and wanton criminal, Hillary Clinton, to the vice presidency, whereupon Leatherface will step aside and Hillary Clinton would ascend to the prize that has eluded her twice. Now, you got to wonder, Hillary Clinton, with all of her experience, all of her talent, all of her money, couldn't have beat an obscure African-American U.S. senator from Illinois who had no legislative record whatsoever and nobody had ever heard of? One of the great vaunted Clinton machines. She couldn't beat a brash, some would even say cartoonish billionaire from New York who had never run for public office before, who beat the daylights out of her in three debates, humiliated her in front of the world. Who can forget that epic moment when Hillary Clinton said, "We can't have a man like Donald Trump running the Justice Department," to which Donald Trump responded, "Yeah, because you'd be in jail." I knew that moment that this was over. I knew that Hillary Clinton was going to be destined to a career of blaming everybody under the sun for her loss without looking in the mirror. No, it's not Bernie Sanders' fault. No, it's not the Russians' fault. No, it's not white men's fault because they told their wives how to vote. This is really simple, Hillary. People hate you. The more they see you, the more they hate you. Why? Because you're phony. There's nothing real about you. You're the ice queen. You care about no one but yourself. You care about lining your pockets, stealing as much as you possibly can. And your daughter, Chelsea, is, of course, not even Bill's daughter. That's Webster Hubbell's daughter. Looks just like her, too, despite all those plastic surgeries. You can't even hide that. So it is really incredible that I have now exposed the globalist plan to make Hillary president. Mark my words, that's what they're up to. And today, Donna Brazile, you remember her, she was a putative campaign manager for Hillary. She showed the flag. She exposed their whole plan where she said, "Speaker Pelosi today, President Pelosi tomorrow," over my dead body and the dead body of millions of American patriots who will never let that happen. Never. Your phony Russian collusion narrative is going nowhere because you have no evidence. But we've got the goods on the Clintons, and they will pay the price one way or another, either in this life or in the next. There it is.
Yeah, so now Donna Brazile is out promoting what you broke down as their plan a couple weeks ago, Roger. So, I mean, here's my worry. I look at the Trump administration, and I look at Donald Trump, and quite frankly, they're just not fighting like they should be. They just are not fighting like they should be. They won't stand up for the Trump supporters that get assaulted every day. They won't stand up against the censorship that cost us the Congress. I mean, why would they stand? Why would I believe they're going to stand against this, Roger?
Well, and the most disturbing story is the president was shocked to learn about the close relationship between his nominee for Attorney General Bill Barr and Robert Mueller. He didn't know. How could he not know? Everyone in America knew. It's in my book, The Clintons' War on Women. It's in my book, pardon me, The Bush Crime Family. Everyone on his White House staff knew. Everyone in Washington knew. So how is it that he didn't know? Now, here's how the president can fix this. Figure out who on the White House staff recommended Barr and fire that person. Tell them to clean out their desk and be out of the building by 5 o'clock today. 6 o'clock, since it's already 5 in the East. That won't happen. It's very, very sad. We have seen the beginning of the end game. The seeds of Donald Trump's destruction have been planted in William Barr. Mark my words. We'll be right back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Well, the censorship is not going to stop me from doing my job. It's not going to stop us from exposing the radical left. So we were at the Women's March in D.C., myself, Savannah Hernandez, and Greg Reese. In fact, they're going to be joining me in the next hour, as well as Jacob Engels and Caitlin Bennett, who were also at Women's Marches and got assaulted, much like me. And so we're going to be doing that in a roundtable discussion in the next segment. But I'm about to go to a highlight reel, basically an 8-minute boil down of 4 hours of footage that we could have put up, honestly, and it's all the same stuff. But this is kind of how we condense to in response to the condensing of our platform here. So it's just, you know, it's just frustrating, and it's not because I want to put out the videos that get a million views and get more famous. It's because I know that these get censored because it exposes them so viciously as the most hateful, ignorant people in America. So, but again, I have to emphasize, because we're not even plugging. We don't even do our due diligence around here. We don't even check the boxes that make this place run. And then people think we're like somehow run by Russia or Israel or something. It's like, we're lucky if we put the shoe on the right foot every morning. But it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com, folks. That's how we're able to go on these trips and still get all the footage, despite all the censorship that really costs us a lot of money, quite frankly. And we're able to expand the store and bring you brand new supplements like Turbo Force with an introductory rate of 33% off. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us so we can continue to put out great content like this.
So if our president can grab a woman by the pussy, I can grab you by the balls.
She just grabbed my dick. Is that sexual assault?
No. Bye.
Is that sexual assault?
Yes.
So you just sexually assaulted me?
I did assault you.
Should you be arrested?
Arrest me.
Well, I'm not going to arrest you.
There are police officers right here. But
so look at this. Women have so much privilege, she can sexually assault me and get away with it.
This is Owen Schroyer for the Bernie Sanders 2020 Coalition, and I'm live at the Women's March in Washington, D.C. Excuse me, sir. What brought you out here today?
I'm here for the march.
Just here for the march? What do you think needs to be done about Trump colluding with Russia?
I think it needs to be fully investigated. Robert Mueller's got to finish it.
So here's the sign. It's very clever. Investigate Trump's ties, and then there's ties. Why do you think Trump should be impeached, ma'am?
Well, where can I begin? Just about everything he's done since he's been inaugurated.
2020, fight the patriarchy.
That's right.
Bernie 2020, fight the patriarchy.
A lot better. Hey, can anybody tell me why Trump should be impeached? Anybody? Can anybody tell me why President Trump should be impeached? Any volunteers? Any volunteers? One reason why Trump should be impeached. Can you tell me why Trump should be impeached?
Because he's incompetent. Because he's anti-woman.
Is America great?
When was it, white boy?
It's fake news, everybody! It's fake news! The fake news media! It's the fake news media!
We can make eunuchs!
So you assume that Trump is a misogynist, so you're out here marching. President Trump has appointed more women to his administration than any president in U.S. history.
He also has assaulted. He's also...
Who has he assaulted?
He's probably assaulted a lot of women.
Well, probably. Now it's probably?
I'm not saying he has assaulted a lot of women. We know that.
Who? What women?
He's grabbed a lot of women pussies.
Donald Trump has said things that are like fostering this rape culture that we're talking about and that are oppressive to,
like, what?
Grab them by the pussy.
Like, I think grabbing by the pussy was a huge thing. I mean, that's a horrible statement, and I'm sure you don't endorse that statement as an intellectual being.
I mean, the guy's having a conversation and talking. Yeah, I don't endorse the statement, but it's really a minor issue.
I think the instance in itself could be considered a minor issue.
As so if our president can grab a woman by the pussy, I can grab you by the balls.
She just grabbed my dick. Is that sexual assault?
No. Bye.
Is that sexual assault?
Yes.
So you just sexually assaulted me?
I did assault you.
Should you be arrested?
Arrest me.
Well, I'm not going to arrest you.
There are police officers right here. But
so look at this. Women have so much privilege, she can sexually assault me and get away with it. If I did that to her, I'd get arrested.
I just told you. If you want to go ahead, there are police right here.
I'm not complaining. You're the one that walked up and grabbed my crotch.
Yeah, because I'm fighting for equality here.
How so?
Women get grabbed by the fucking pussy, then I'm going to grab you by the balls.
Who do you think has sexually assaulted more women than any other president in the history of the United States?
Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton has sexually assaulted more women.
Yeah, he settled multiple rape cases.
Really?
His wife, huh? He sexually assaults his wife.
You can do that.
Wow. So you guys still haven't named one woman Trump has assaulted.
Ivanka.
That's what are you talking about?
Have you ever seen the photos of him with his daughter?
Have you seen the videos of Joe Biden groping children?
Yeah, no.
Are you real?
What's that?
Are you real?
Are you real?
Uh-huh.
What are you doing out here?
Trying to convince you that you're crazy.
All right, go ahead and try. Yeah.
So InfoWars is known to, you know, spread a lot of misinformation. Do you think that's the best way to kind of...
Go ahead and what are a couple examples?
I mean, it's just kind of known that Alex Jones pushes...
So give us some examples.
Alex Jones, I mean, every day in the show pushes false...
Can you give me an example, please?
He pushes, yeah, Sandy Hook.
You are a white man. You are a white man. Until you know... I'm not done.
And that's all that we're asking for is women that get raped, the men are held accountable for.
I don't think anyone disagrees with that.
But...
See, that's the mis... So why does me wearing this hat have anything to do with that?
It represents hate.
How so?
How so?
Okay, that's you.
You're white, too.
Yeah, well, I recognize my...
Why does everyone hate me for being a white male? It seems like... It seems weird.
That's the thing. Being racist towards a white person is just as bad as being racist toward a black person. Don't be racist.
How is asking someone to recognize their privilege racist?
Because you're singling this man out because he's white.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you hate me?
Because you support Trump.
Hey, why don't you guys like Trump?
Why don't I?
Yeah.
Because he's an asshat.
How so? Do you guys think Trump should be in jail?
Huh?
You think Trump should be in jail?
Trump going.
You think he's going to jail?
It's just a matter of time.
For what?
For all the stupid stuff he's doing.
So you say that it was Barack Obama that's responsible for the great economic growth?
Yeah.
Even though Obama specifically said that it's impossible to do unless you have a magic wand.
No, that's not true. That's not true at all.
He had a big stack of all the regulations, and he literally cut it. So he got rid of all these regulations. So the coal plants and the coal mines we reopened, the steel factories reopened, the manufacturing industry skyrocketed.
He did all that in a year. He did all that in a year?
Yeah.
He did all that in a year?
Yes.
How did he do all that in a year?
I told you, he got rid of all the regulations at the EPA. That was one thing he did.
Still gonna overcome his ass, see? He didn't do it. He didn't do that in a year. He didn't do that in a year.
But he did.
But he didn't.
Okay.
Impeach Trump.
Why?
Now.
Why?
Impeach Trump now.
Why?
He's a pussy grabbing thief. He's a pussy grabbing thief.
Have you ever had a wife who's had somebody touch her? Because that's who you fucking voted for, is a pussy grabbing president. He admitted he grabbed the pussy. Did you watch the video? I'm just pointing out that you are nothing. Like this. You're like this.
I'm nothing.
With your hate.
Who are you?
Your hate. You know who I am? I'm a woman that's here to tell you that love is greater than hate, that my power lies in your weakness.
You look pretty hateful.
You are a teeny, tiny... Yeah,
exactly. You're the hateful one.
Fucking idiot.
Oh, that's so loving of you.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Can I explain it to you, you piece of shit nitwit?
But let's...
You're
let's.
But
I think we can one up.
You should have been aborted. Guess what you are? A piece of shit.
Oh.
Yeah, pizza. Oh. Fake dude. Fake dude.
The United States, it's terrible.
Like, then why are you here?
Because I was born here.
But if it's so bad, why don't you leave?
Because I'm not old enough.
You're a fucking piece of shit.
I'm not hearing it. One more time. What is it?
Oh my God.
So you admit you're a hater.
Oh yeah, I admit it.
Yeah, you guys are all haters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for admitting it.
Yeah.
You guys are haters.
Walk in my shoes. Walk in my shoes.
No, I don't want to live a life of hate.
Well, that's your problem.
I had a chance to speak with Linda Sarsour at the end of the march over there for a couple minutes. At the end of our conversation, I told her that Trump knows who she is and that we are coming for her. And I would like to sum up the Women's March here in D.C. of 2019 with two words for you, sir. Toxic feminism.
And with that, we sign off. For InfoWars.com, this is Owen Schroyer.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
You know, it's really incredible. Pull down the music. We have hours and hours and hours and hours of unaired footage from this weekend. There's literally chants, whole groups of people chanting, F me, F this guy. And we just put out that 10-minute boil down of some highlights. Savannah cut up another video where it's just me just being insulted for like two straight minutes. But I realized I'm just we just have to post these whole videos is what we're going to have to do. We're just going to put out, I guess, the entire just 3 hours of video. We just have to put it all out there, because here's what happens. If we don't do it, nobody will. But then if we don't do it, it doesn't get amplified and it never gets seen. And that's where the audience comes in to play, where I'm banned from YouTube. InfoWars is banned from YouTube, but our clips can still make it out. And so there's just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of even channels dedicated to just the content that we put out exposing these leftist protesters. And so we have to put it out. So I'm going to do it. I don't know where it's going to end up, but I'm going to put up all 2-3 hours, however much we have, just all the garbage. I'm just putting all of it out. Now, here's a part of Caitlin Bennett's report. The full report you can find on her Twitter and on InfoWars. And then we're going to be joined by Jacob Engels and Caitlin Bennett, who are at women's marches this weekend, who are also assaulted. And then Savannah Hernandez will give her take, Greg Reese as well. But here's Caitlin Bennett's report from the Women's March in New York.
We're doing a pop quiz. What's the number one cause of death in the United States every year?
I'm going to say violence against women.
You are correct. It's abortion. That is violence against women. We're doing a pop quiz question right now. Do you guys know what the number one cause of death in the United States is?
Heart disease.
Abortion.
I don't think that's true.
No.
I don't.
What's the number one cause of death in the United States?
Traffic accidents? Speeding?
Heart attacks?
Abortion.
Abortion?
The number one cause of death in the United States.
My body. Good to know.
What's the number one cause of death?
Cancer and heart disease.
Abortion.
If you consider an embryo a sentient being.
Your guess is gun violence.
Sure, gun violence.
It's abortion.
Abortion. Mm-hmm.
Kills over 1 million Americans every year. If 1 million women had an abortion, does that not count that was a loss of life?
Well... I'm going to take a guess and say that you do think it is.
Is it not?
I do not think so.
Is what's the number one cause of death in the United States every year?
I'm going to say violence against women.
You are correct. It's abortion. That is violence against women.
It is. It most certainly is.
So you're pro-life. Are you pro-life?
This is InfoWars.
Abortion accounts for over 1 million deaths every year in the United States. It's the number one killer in the U.S. What's the number one killer for Black Americans every year?
Hypertension.
Yes, cardiac disease. Heart disease.
Abortion.
No.
No.
Most abortions are performed on healthy women that are able to have the baby. They just don't want it.
Okay, that's eye-opening.
We're doing a pop quiz. What's the number one cause of death in the United States every year?
I'm not sure.
Abortion.
No comment.
Do you think there should be any limit?
No, yeah, I do think there should be a limit once the baby's, like, developed certain, I don't know.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. These are just sick people. And again, I already explained this. Caitlin Bennett's about to join us. Jacob Engels. We're going to respond to the Women's March, everything we saw. Savannah Hernandez in studio. But you have to understand something. The reason why these people cannot actually defend their politics, the reason why these people have really no idea even about politics, which is why it's so easy to go out to these events and just make these people look like the idiots that they are, is because it's not political to them. The political thing is just a facade. This is all emotional to them. These are bitter people. They're unhappy. They're unpleasant. They have envy and hatred that drives them. This is all emotional. This is not political for these people. It's 100% emotional, and that's why they have no clue about any politics. We'll be right back. We're back live here in the third and final hour of the War Room, and we're going to have a roundtable discussion, perhaps for the remainder of the hour, at least the next two or three segments, with Jacob Engels, Caitlin Bennett, Savannah Hernandez in studio. I think even Greg Reese will pop in for a minute to talk about his experience. And we're going to talk about what happened at the Women's March over the weekend. You saw some of the footage that we shot. You saw some of the footage that Caitlin Bennett shot. And again, it's the same stuff we see every time we go to one of these leftist Trump protests. A bunch of hatred, a bunch of vitriol, and no actual information, no actual intellect at all. So we're going to hear from Jacob and Caitlin, who are actually veterans to these events. But Savannah, you were kind of novice to an event like this. I think it was a bit of a shock and awe factor for you. So just talk about your first time going to an event like this. I mean, you have been spat at ACLU stuff, but this was the first time where thousands of people were filled with hate for us, mainly me, but you kind of stuck up for me for a minute there. So what was it like for you? Was it shocking? Is it what you expected? Was it worse? How was your first experience at one of these things?
Well, I think that you know that I was just super afraid because I knew that you were going to be putting the MAGA hat on. And so all morning, I was kind of just really nervous up until that point. But after you did it, I mean, all the reactions were exactly what I expected them to be. I think that more than anything, I just saw that there's so much misinformation out there. And, you know, they all talked about those same exact talking points that we hear over and over again. And yeah, I really wasn't surprised at, I guess, the reactions that we had. And I think we did actually have a couple good conversations with some women. Some of them were pretty easy to talk to. They tried to argue their points, but for the most part, it was pretty hateful, which of course was expected.
Yeah, that is true. There were a few moments there in between the madness where there were some people that were willing to have a conversation, even though we disagreed. It was still cordial and amicable. So that was our experience in D.C. Now, Jacob Engels and Caitlin Bennett, they were out doing their own stuff as well during the Women's March. Let's go to Jacob, who again now the left is attacking a gay man. It seems like they must really hate you, Jacob. So, I mean, clearly the left is homophobic. Anytime you go to one of these events, I mean, how many times have you been assaulted now? Three times?
Yes, three, four times. And this time it was actually really sick. I left the park to get away from the trouble at the direction of police, and a crazed Antifa Moldilocks looking guy came out and said, "This is our park. This is our town. This is our area. Get the F out of here. Get the F out of here." Tried to take the phone out of my hand as I got it out to record his craziness, got it all on camera, and cut.
Oh, they hate that. They hate when you record them.
Oh, they hate it. They get even more possessed. And the guy cut me in the scuffle. And then later, when he's detained by the police, they find hypodermic needles in his pocket that he couldn't explain what he was using them for. These people are getting really deranged and really sick.
Oh my God. Look, folks, I am in such a news aggregation process. I try to get as much. I didn't know that. Hold on. Expand on that for a second. This guy had needles with him and no medical reason? They don't know what he had them for?
No, he claimed that he had them for diabetes. When the police, and I was there overhearing the whole conversation, when the police pressed him on that, he didn't appear to have any insulin on him. He didn't appear to have any medical documentation to back that up. And, of course, started crying. Oh, he's being targeted. The big, mean, free speech people hurt his feelings. And this, by the way, Owen, was after he sexually assaulted another man within the park. The cops did nothing. The veteran who was assaulted wanted to press charges. The guy came up and kissed him and tried to stick tongue down his throat.
Okay, folks, he's not exaggerating. Let's just hold that thought right there, and let's come back to that in the next segment. This is just these people are out of control. Something has to be done. Mental institutions. I'm sorry, I can't even think right now. I can't even believe this guy had needles on him. Jeez. So, Caitlin, you were at the New York Women's March, where I was spat at and punched at last year. What a joyous time. You were able to make it out there through the rain and snow and the weather, and you were just simply asking people, what is the leading cause of death? Did anybody guess abortion?
Actually, I was at the Cleveland March.
Oh, Cleveland. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the Cleveland one because I'm from here and I knew people would know who I was, and I wanted to get their reaction to a woman who promotes gun rights going to a women's march. It wasn't pretty. They didn't like it. Actually, one girl that is actually my friend, I didn't even know she was going to be there. She had a Make America Great Again hat on, and I went up to her and I asked her, and she instantly knew that it was abortion. It was so funny because I didn't even recognize her at first, but I saw the MAGA hat, so I asked her and I was like, what is it? And she said it was abortion. And I was like, holy crap, you're the only one here that understands.
Now, did you have to endure any forms of violence or assault while you were out there? Or was it pretty peaceful, just ignorant protesters?
The second I got there, the organizers were like in their little headsets telling everybody that I was there. And I instantly got followed and stalked by two men. One man would not get me out of his sight. I asked him tons of times to leave me alone. It was making me feel uncomfortable. He wouldn't leave me alone. And then actually a mother and a daughter got into this cussing match at me saying, F you, we don't like you. You come here every year, which is false. I don't. And then she
took the club.
You've been christened.
Yes.
Yeah, she took my info.
Of course, you already had a guy threaten to rape you in New York. So I guess, you know, you've already been through this.
Yeah. So she took my InfoWars mic and tried to hit me in the face with it. And then she hit my boyfriend and tried to knock his phone out of his hands. And I asked the women around me, I said, will anybody disavow how she's treating me at a women's march? Everyone was silent.
Well, yeah, it's just like when, you know, the girl walks up to me and brags about sexually assaulting me. I mean, I'd ask Savannah, what do you think was the most shocking thing from this weekend? I think we know the answer. But would you say, because this was your first women's march, did it feel like a women's march? Like, going to that, did you feel like this was empowering to women at all?
Well, definitely not.
Sorry, go ahead, Caitlin. No, go ahead.
So that was for Savannah.
Yeah, Caitlin, but you should definitely answer as well. I didn't feel like it was an event for women. I feel like the event, a lot of the women there had that same mindset where they are basically victimizing themselves by thinking that they are oppressed. And again, I eventually spoke out because I get so frustrated when women in America try to say that they're oppressed, because if you look at the lives of women in the Middle East, in any other country, you'll see what true oppression looks like. And that's not what life for women in America looks like at all. So it honestly just really disappoints me that these women don't understand basically that they have a lot of American privilege and they really need to check that.
So how did it feel in Cleveland? Did it feel empowering to women, Caitlin?
No, I went there last year just to see what was going on, and I did a couple interviews. I wasn't treated nearly the same way back then as I was today, but no, it wasn't empowering at all. I had Antifa and communists cussing in my face, and they were saying that we shouldn't respect me because of who I am, even though I'm a woman, that we should be assaulting me and we should be treating me like crap.
All right, now we're going to come back in the next segment. We're going to go back to Jacob Engel so he can finish his story. And I know that this is actually the second time this has happened to him where he could have been seriously hurt, folks, okay? And if it wasn't for a conservative there protecting him, he could have been seriously hurt. So we're going to talk to Jacob about that on the other side. We're also going to get Greg Reese, who is with us as well, to come in and just kind of talk about his experience. But I'm telling you, they really hate these videos going viral because it has the power to win over a neutral mind. When they see these women's marchers as the most hateful, vitriolic people they've ever seen on film, and the most ignorant, it opens the eyes of just the neutral average American, and they don't want to be on that side of hate. They don't even care. It's like, okay, maybe they like Trump, maybe they don't, maybe they're pro-choice, maybe they're pro-life, but they can see the hatred, they can see the vitriol, they can see the ignorance in these protesters. And again, if you're at a protest and you're marching for whatever, you should be able to coherently voice your opinion and everybody should be in unison, but you could ask 100 different people, get 100 different responses, and none of them would really know what they're doing out there. This is not political, it's all emotional. We'll be right back with Jacob, Caitlin, Greg, and Savannah. Don't go anywhere.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
We got a roundtable here. We're discussing the women's march over the weekend. just more insane people at these protests. And let me know when Greg is ready, guys, to come on air. I want to get his take. But first, let's go back to Jacob Engels. So, Jacob, break down what happened to you, why you had to leave this event, and how you were again in a situation where your safety was being threatened, and if it wasn't for a fellow conservative by your side, you could have ended up a lot worse that day. Tell us your story.
Sure. We went to the Women's March, and I attended the Women's March with several InfoWarriors, about a dozen people, and members of the Proud Boys. Actually, the new national chairman, Enrique Tarrio, led a contingent with me to the march. We were bullhorning, channeling our inner Alex Jones, having a lot of fun, and immediately people became triggered and jumped to threats of physical violence and fits of screaming and rage. And fortunately, you know, with the protection of a group of people there, Proud Boys and others, it could have gotten a lot worse, I will say that. And when I was removed from the park for violating a never enforced noise ordinance of amplified sound, I've seen people with boombox there with amplified sound for their guitar. So the little Nazi park manager.
Oh, you could have been there with a bullhorn chanting, you know, down with Trump. You would have been fine.
Yeah. So the little Nazi park manager gets me thrown out. And immediately when I'm thrown out and separated from the group is when these people strike. And thankfully, I had a couple of people run to my aid really, really quickly and defuse the situation. If that had not happened, who knows what this crazed individual would have done. We also had a lady there who was a co-vendor and organizer of the event, who we found is an alt-left terrorist right there. She rioted at the RNC in 2004, has been arrested for cocaine possession after protesting Trump. She was threatening mass shootings and claimed to be a refugee from the Holocaust. So she's clearly mentally ill. But this is what happens to these people. I don't know why the mainstream media isn't held accountable.
Well, bingo. It's all the mainstream media doing this. And again, these people are really just miserable. But that's why they glob onto it. It's like a misery loves company thing. Let's get Greg Reese on real quick to give his quick response and reaction to everything. So, Greg, it was your first women's march over the weekend, and you shot a lot of the footage that we saw from the women's march in D.C. Just what would you say, looking back on it, Greg? What just kind of break down what you witnessed this weekend?
It was just like going into a storm of insanity, you know. We did some Antifa in Portland and Berkeley before, which was pretty crazy too, but this was a whole different kind of crazy. I would sum it up by saying brainwashing. Basically what I saw was people just blindly parroting whatever the mainstream media is saying. Whenever they saw the InfoWars label, you would always hear the word Sandy Hook, you know, fake news Sandy Hook, fake news Sandy Hook. My guess is that these people never even heard of InfoWars or Alex Jones before the mainstream media started parroting the whole Sandy Hook talking point and everything. And anger, disgust, madness, insanity. It was crazy. I'm kind of sounding a little lighthearted about it maybe, but really after leaving there, I kind of feel like I'm not sure what's going to happen with these folks. You know, I don't think these people will ever come around. You were talking to one person about the video of the guy laughing at the school. I think it was Sandy Hook. Yeah, the guy laughing, the father laughing video, which to me is one of the most compelling videos I've ever seen. And the answer is just, that's a fake video. It's not real. Instant dismissal that anything you're saying is fake.
And you know what, Greg? Something that I thought was really interesting as well was the fact that in response to a lot of these people attacking Owen, he would give them factual things about the Obama presidency, factual things about Trump appointing the most women to his cabinet. And their immediate response was, no, that's fake. And, you know, they kept telling us, maybe you guys should read once in a while. However, these are all mainstream media news stories that were reported on. So the fact that they dismissed them so quickly, I think just shows us how misinformed they are. And not even misinformed, but they just don't, you know, they refuse to read or believe anything that counters what they know now or want to think.
Yeah, and it's not like I want to come on here and like be like some bodybuilder, like flexing my muscles, but it's like, really? You think you read and research more than me? Like, it's not even close. But that's not even the point. Because it all comes back to what Greg was saying. It goes back to even Cleveland, where Caitlin is at, where she's saying the leading cause of death in America is abortion. And what do they say? No. I mean, so Caitlin, it's like the same thing. Like, you're just giving them a fact and they just deny the facts.
Yeah, they asked me actually what my sources were, and it was actually Planned Parenthood. They have a separate arm. I believe you pronounce it as the Guttmacher Institute. They come out with the abortion statistics. I got it from Planned Parenthood in a friendly cause to them, and they still didn't believe it. And they said that I was lying when I wasn't. I got it from their favorite, you know, abortion clinic in the United States.
I mean, it's just incredible to me. And then even, and it did seem like those black ladies were at least listening to you. You're like, you know, that the leading cause of black people dying in New York is actually abortion. They seemed actually, they said that's kind of mind opening. Did anyone else have that same response?
No. And just like what you guys were saying about the InfoWars, Mike, I have so many men, especially men, that were insulting me, telling me I deserve no respect. They're going to treat me with the respect I deserve because I had the InfoWars, Mike. And I confronted them. I was like, so if you didn't know that I was with InfoWars, would you treat me like that? And be like, no. And I'm like, so you just see a logo and you have programmed responses to the InfoWars logo. You're so upset by this logo, you're going to treat me like complete crap. And they were like, pretty much, you deserve that.
No, this is actually key what you're saying here. These people are triggered by images. They're motivated by hatred and they're justified by the mainstream media. That's the cycle, that's the loop that these people are stuck in. And until something either gets them out of that loop, like opening their mind for a second, saying, wow, abortion kills more black people than police in New York? Huh, maybe I'll have to research that. So, Jacob, but what about you? I mean, what was your angle? Were you trying to talk to people about politics, or were you just enduring the hate? What was it like for you?
We went in to talk to people. I started with the bullhorn informing them of their participation in an anti-Semitic event and that this was a coven meeting of rabid anti-Semites and Jew haters, and I would want anyone to come and denounce the anti-Semitism within the Women's March. And several in the group had InfoWars shirts, and as soon as they saw the InfoWars shirts, they lost their mind. I mean, I go back to the video of when Alex did the promo for the Hillary for Prison t-shirt and how possessed he was by that demon. That's how these people were behaving right there. There's one of them. She was encouraging people to perform anal sex on her in a public park to punish
and murder her. Or she's out there saying she's going to murder people.
Yeah,
and we're actually going to have, MAGA Titan on. He's also in that video. We're going to have him on Wednesday to discuss this. But again, these people, I mean, look at this. This woman belongs in a mental institution. In any sane society, this woman needs serious mental evaluation. I mean, oh my gosh. So, okay. All right. We're gonna discuss this for one more segment with our roundtable. Yeah, I tend to agree with Greg, though. I don't know where it goes from here. I don't see any hope for these people. They're already totally convinced that what they believe is reality, and when they get in these groups for their 5 minutes of hate, it just cements it even more. It's very dangerous.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Decoding enemy transmissions so you get the truth. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So here's the deal. It's not like I don't know what's going to happen to me when I go to these events. It's not like Caitlin doesn't know what's going to happen to her. It's not like Jacob doesn't know what's going to happen to her. But this is the culture war that we must engage in to expose these people. And it's not something that we take joy or pride in, but it has to be done. And look, Savannah's new to this, and she says, what do you expect when you go out there? This is exactly what I expect, but that's the point. It's proving that these people are hateful. It's proving that these people know nothing, and I'm sorry that that's the role we have to fill, but I understand where you're coming from, and you think that it adds to the divisiveness, which I wouldn't necessarily disagree with. However, I think that in the larger equation, if those people can be mitigated into the fringe segment of society as the mentally delusional people they are, the average American will realize who they are and they will not be empowered anymore by their madness. So that's how I justify this.
Well, again, like I just said to you, my beef with these videos is that I think that they really magnify a divisiveness and all of these issues in our country, which I don't necessarily feel are there. They are there, as we see, but we went to Starbucks after the march, right? You were wearing your MAGA hat the whole time. And I saw a lot of people come up to you and also give you love. And, you know, even further, we didn't air the interviews with the women who at first came and talked to us when we got to the Women's March. No, we only aired all of the crazy liberals who were being insane. So I think that, yeah, these videos just kind of do feed off the divisiveness, and they do the same thing on the left. You know, they try to demonize the right with crazy videos of them. And so I don't know. I do not really see the point of it, I guess. And I just feel like we're already divided enough as a country, and I don't see the point of these. So well, that's how I feel about that.
Notice how there is never an example of a leftist going to a Trump event and experiencing anything like what we've had to do. So again, that's just highlighting who the real insane people are, who the real hateful people are. I understand what you're saying. And yes, there's hours of video we didn't air, folks. I mean, there's literally hours, including people that were nice to me when we had a talk. But, you know, Jacob, how do you look at this? You know, again, I know I'm going to get hated when I go out there. I mean, I don't expect to get my, you know, my Johnson, you know, but it happens, I suppose. I guess I got to wear a cup now when I go to these events. But Jacob, I mean, what's your mindset when you approach this?
I actually agree with a lot of what Savannah said. And I think we just have two different ways that we want to get to the same solution. So when we go out to these events and these people have their meltdowns and these meltdowns are broadcast and showcased for the entire world to see, in real time, I see people at that event looking at these people having the meltdown going, oh my goodness, this is insane. We've got to be better. I see people online saying, I'm a Democrat. I may not agree with Trump, but what the heck is this? It's almost kind of like an infection in the body, right? And your body heats up the temperature and it burns it away and it's trying to get it out and to ultimately cleanse you of that infection. And that's kind of what we have to do. We're turning up the heat right now and we're helping these people be recognized for who they are. And ultimately that will get them help, I believe. And other people around them sit there and say, I don't like Trump, but I'm also not going to threaten to shoot people, beat people up, and have insane cuckoo bird meltdowns that make me look like I belong in a rubber padded room. So I think there's a little bit of a middle ground that we can reach and maybe reach a little more of the empathy and compassion that Savannah's talking about.
Well, and there's actually a lot of instances. And again, yes, we only have put out like 5 to 10% of the videos, and there are cordial conversations, but you can tell, like, there's a couple instances where you can see that there's people that are just out there, probably because it's an event or they, you know, want to support women or all that stuff. And they start hearing me talk and they're like, actually, I kind of want to hear what you're talking about. Really? Is that true? And so there are open-minded people, but they always get drowned out by the loudest, most vicious people in these crowds. And I mean, honestly, look, I'll even take the role. I'm a jerk. I'm an a-hole. Like, that's fine. I'll accept that. But Caitlyn goes out and she's perfectly sweet and they threaten to rape her. I mean, she gets, you know, pushed around. So, I mean, I'll accept, you can call me a jerk and everything, but that doesn't change who these people are. You know what I'm saying? So, Caitlyn, I mean, you go out to these things, you're kind, you're sweet, and they still treat you like total crap.
Yeah, I only go up to people that I know are going to kind of be rude because there are people being there, you know, taking pictures of me. They're smirking. They're pointing at me. So if you're going to do that, I'm going to give you your 15 minutes of fame and I'm going to expose how you treat women at a women's march. And Savannah is not wrong at all that this just is showing people, you know, a divided country. But at the same time, look at what they're marching for. They're marching for gun control. They're marching for Trump to be impeached. They're marching against free speech, which is super ironic. They welcome communists into their marches. That is a problem. So if we need to air some footage of them, you know, 90% of the footage is them being crazy and assaulting people and sexually assaulting you and having needles. Like, why did he? That is blowing my mind still. That's the only thing I've been able to think about. We're going to air that because that march needs to be dismantled. They are not preaching good things for women. So if we got to go out there and only show the footage of them being bad, I say do it. that needs to be gone. That absolutely needs to be gone.
Well, and look, this is the, I mean, we are in the middle of a huge culture war, a huge revolution right now. And I mean, look at what they did to the Covington Catholic boys. So it's like they're allowed to take that event, totally misrepresent it, totally spin it, and then put all the blame on the Catholic boys that were innocent in that sense. And then they are the ones demonized. They get doxxed. Their lives are attempted to be destroyed. But it's like if we go out and expose them for who they really are, it's not a national news story. So you see how that works? It's like Catholicton, the Covington Catholic boys, they're the worst. We spin that out of control. They're racist bigots, totally made up. The Women's March protesters, anti-Semitic, hate white men, just really just hate everybody. And that's barely a news story. So it's like I can't constantly allow them to engage in their fake news without at least countering it with sort of measure.
I want to say, though, you know, that the whole anti-Semitism was barely even covered because that was a really big issue for this Women's March. And it was extensively covered that anti-Semitism was an issue for this Women's March, you know, because you're saying it didn't get covered. It did. That was an issue there.
Well, what are you talking about? Tamika Mallory denied it when I asked her.
She didn't deny it. She just didn't say anything.
Okay, I guess that's fair. But why then won't the Democrats disavow Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar?
Okay, so these two women I know are two that I need to do more research into. I know that they have, they believe the Islamic law, correct? And Sharia?
Yes, but mainly they want Israel wiped off the map. That's really the issue.
Well, I mean, like I said, I need to do more research into it, but again, everyone in our country has differing opinions. And I just, again, I hate having to show how divided, I guess, we are in the country when you can go out in a MAGA hat and it isn't as hateful as it seems to be in these videos.
Well, that's true. If you go out in a MAGA hat just in regular life, you'll get 90% positive reviews, but you'll get 10% vicious hate, and it's dangerous. So let's get a final comment here from Caitlin and Jacob. Just a quick wrap up, 30 seconds of your experience, Jacob.
Sure. I think overall, the experience I had was disappointing. It disappointed me and my fellow human, fellow man, woman, of how they behaved. And I really want better from everyone. I want more compassion, more empathy. On the other end of it, though, I'm not going to sit back and allow them to destroy and degradate this country and engage in rampant mob violence while I just do nothing. I will do something, and I will continue to fight and continue to expose them until they get themselves in order and behave like good little boys and girls.
Caitlin, your analysis?
I think the most disappointing thing was the aftermath of it. I posted a video where a man said that he would late-term abort me, and I clarified. I said, so he would murder me, and he agreed. He said he would murder me if I continued to tell his child that abortion was murder, and the leftists grabbed onto it, praised the man, and told him he should have murdered me right in the street. So, you know, we can keep exposing these people, but I don't know how good it's going to be.
No, you know what? I think we should just let these people run our planet. This is the abort all the children, murder all the people they politically disagree with. I think that's the answer. And let's just go back to playing video games, and we'll all be just fine. All right, good stuff. Thanks, everybody, for joining. We got one more segment on their side. I'm going to do a news blitz. I may need some bodies. I'm still a little sore from this weekend.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Sum this up real quick and then do a little news blitz here. Look, I hate politics. The average American that has a different political view than me is not my enemy. And quite frankly, I'm actually a very agreeable person and I can get along with anybody. But I'm going to defend myself, and if somebody wants to get in the ring with me for an intellectual debate, I will savage them. But just understand this right here, right now, because it perfectly encapsulates everything that the mainstream media is doing today, but really has been doing for decades. Let's juxtapose two situations. The Covington Catholic High School boys wearing MAGA hats versus the women's marchers. Now, juxtapose these two groups of people. The Covington High School boys get all the media coverage. They get demonized. They're Nazis. They're racists. They're bigots. They're white supremacists. They're everything in between. This is the big news story. Everyone hops on board. Everyone's seen the videos. Everyone's seen the doctored videos. They are the news story. They're demonized. And so what happens over the weekend? The Covington Catholic High School boys is the biggest story as a bunch of white supremacist, racist Trump supporters bullying black people and brown people. And that's the big story. They get demonized. They're the worst group ever. They get death threatened. You have thousands of people in the media and in Hollywood scrubbing all their tweets right now because they've been totally exposed engaging in this. And there is going to be litigation, folks. Trust me on that. This is going to be a national, probably news story with all this litigation. But juxtapose that with the women's marchers. Everything that the mainstream media said about the Catholic Covington High School boys was actually true about the women's marchers. They are the racists. They are the bigots. They are the fearmongers. They are the hateful people. So do you see what they do? They take one group of people that's just out there. They're actually out there for the March for Life. They're out there marching for unborn children, marching, raising their voice for those that cannot speak for themselves, and they're just down in D.C. Some of them are wearing Trump hats. They're just hanging out, and then they get attacked by people coming at them, chanting at them, and then they just stand there and kind of take it and then end up kind of making a joke out of it, like, you know, dancing with the guy, not engaging in what the media says they did. And then that becomes the big story. They get attacked. They get demonized. And then what happens? The women's marcher. It doesn't matter what women's march you went to, whether it was in D.C., whether it was in New York, whether it was in Cleveland, whether it was on the West Coast, East Coast, everything in between. The women's marchers, hateful, attack people, assault people, yell at people, say racist things, threaten to kill people. Does that get mainstream news coverage? Does anybody talk about that? Nope. So just look at that. The Covington High School boys get demonized, attacked, the worst people ever, acting like they were in D.C., just assaulting, confronting, yelling at everybody. None of it happened. But the actual group of people that was out there assaulting, yelling, being hateful to everybody was the Women's March protesters. And they get no negative media coverage on TV. None. And so you see... It really doesn't even matter, almost, if I enjoy doing this or not. It has to be done. And that's fine that, you know, people can look at me and say I'm a jerk or whatever. I really don't care. I'm not going to sit here and allow the corporate news to pull the wool over America's head any longer. And if it wasn't for InfoWars, in fact, I bet you can't even find any other news outlet that does a segment like I just did here on the show for 40 minutes. No one will. But guess what? You had panels on every news outlet discussing the racism of the Covington Catholic boys. So do you see why InfoWars has to exist? No one will counter this narrative. Nobody will counter the mainstream news narrative if it's not for InfoWars. So yeah, if I have to go out in the street and be a jerk in a MAGA hat, then I'm going to do it. Because they're not going to expose these hateful people on television news. They're not going to do it. And if InfoWars doesn't do it, no one's going to do it. And guess where it all started? Right here at InfoWars in 2016 with AIDS, Skrillex, and Carl the Cuck. And everything since then has exposed these people for who they are. And that's why they censor us. That's why they hate us. And that's why we have to do it. And you know, the beauty of it is I don't even have to do it anymore. I mean, I still do it because I'm like a focal point to these people and it's my job, but I don't even have to do it anymore. Caitlin Bennett goes out. Jacob Engels goes out. MAGA Titan goes out. Austin Fletcher goes out. I mean, everybody goes out and exposes these people now. So this is the culture war. This is the info war. And I'm not going to let America die because I'm intimidated by cable news and other news outlets demonizing us and lying about us. Again, look at what they did to those to the Covington Catholic High School boys. You look at that, and that's everything you need to know about these people. But the women's marchers that threatened to kill people, the women's marchers that actually assaulted people, will get zero news coverage at all. Except right here. I mean, look at this Democrat, John Yarmuth. He tweets out, "I am calling for a total and complete shutdown of teenagers wearing MAGA hats until we figure out what is going on. They seem to be poisoning young minds." Wow. "The conduct we saw in this video is beyond appalling. But it didn't happen in a vacuum. This is a direct result of the racist hatred display daily by the President of the United States." Oh, my. Oh, my Lord. I mean, so do you see this? Again, everything that they claim about Covington Catholic high school boys in D.C. was true about the women's marchers, who are their minions, who are their foot soldiers. That's why they don't report on it. It's not Trump driving Covington Catholic high school boys to be hateful and vitriolic. It was Trump that actually probably made them good people. Actually, you know what? I shouldn't even say that. They were already good people. They were just out there at D.C. standing on some steps, and they are the ones that got confronted. And you know what? Seeing that video made me so proud of my Catholic upbringing, because I remember the same thing happening to me. And you know, if it wasn't for their upbringing, they might not have handled that situation so well, but they did. And they won. But that doesn't stop the media from lying about them and then ignoring their own foot soldiers at the women's march that were actually threatening to kill people and sexually assaulting people in the street. And so I've got all this stuff, what they did. You know, like, here's one. They put out a tweet of a Covington Catholic basketball game where the Covington Catholic team is on the bench doing the AOK logo, which is also three-point logo. And so they put this out and they're saying, "Look at this Covington Catholic doing the AOK sign. They're racist. It's white supremacy." No, that's a universal symbol in basketball for "you just made a three-point shot." But it doesn't matter. These people are so insane, they'll jump on anything they think that makes their opponent look bad without actually doing any research. Literally, and so people are responding to these people tweeting this out. "Every basketball player makes a three-point shot. It's a universal celebration in basketball, the AOK sign. It's been going on for decades in the NBA. I mean, it's just hilarious how insane these people are. They doxed a random kid that they thought was from Covington Catholic that wasn't there. They doxed him, tried to ruin his life, wasn't even involved. Boy, I tell you. Meanwhile, you have 19-year-old Wilbur Ernesti Martinez Guzman, an illegal immigrant who was arrested and is the suspect in 4 murder cases. That's nice. Speaking of abortion, this is actually huge news. Fifth Circuit ruling dismantles Planned Parenthood talking points. They reviewed the footage, the undercover footage, when Planned Parenthood talks about selling baby parts, and the circuit court said this wasn't doctored, this is actual footage, and Planned Parenthood was wrong. Now, they didn't suffer any legal consequences, go figure, but they admitted that the video footage was real, and so now, coming from the Federalist, Fifth Circuit allows Texas to pull taxpayer funds from Planned Parenthood over human body part trafficking videos. This should be investigated immediately. Planned Parenthood is caught on tape admitting they're engaging in human organ trafficking. How is that not a national story? Because the left runs the media and the left loves abortion, and they run the entire Satan child sacrificing industry, folks. It's sick. That's where we're at. I sign off for now. I barely even plugged today. Oh my gosh, I didn't even get to the story on Amazon. We'll be back on the War Room tomorrow. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support us, folks. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.